Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah discusses a situation where Yantif fell out on Friday, and then what the question is, what does a person do when it comes to cooking for Shabbos? Are they allowed to cook? On Yantif, they're allowed to cook, but could they cook on Yantif for Shabbos? So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Yantif Shechali Yaserev Shabbos. If Yantif comes out on Friday, Le'yavashal Adam Betchilam Yantif L'Shabbos, a person is not permitted to make his main focus of cooking on Yantif on Friday for the upcoming Shabbos. However, he may cook on Yantif. That means his main focus may be cooking for that day for Friday. And if he has some leftover stuff, he can eat the leftover cooked food for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us, however, there was an institution to assist a person to be able to prepare for Shabbos as well in a proper manner. Says the Mishnah, a person could designate and prepare a special cooked food already on Erev Yontif, that means to say on Thursday, v'soymech alav l'Shabbos, and rely upon that tavshil, that cooked food that he already prepared on Thursday for Shabbos. That's called in the vernacular eruvei tavshilin, which means to say eruvei tavshilin means it combines together the food of Yontif and Shabbos and makes them into one entity. Now, what's the point of this eruvei tavshilin? So there's actually a disagreement in the Gemara about the purpose behind the Eruv Tavshilin. Some people say, so that a person should select an appropriate, delicious portion for Shabbos and for Yontif. What does that mean to say? Because a person began cooking already and preparing for Shabbos from Erev Yontif, he's not going to forget about Shabbos because he's so busy on Yontif, and he'll make sure that he has appropriate food for Shabbos as well. And some people say that it was done in honor of Yontif, that a person should say, if we don't bake and we don't cook before Yontif for Shabbos, We're not allowed to do that. That's prohibited. Certainly, it's prohibited to cook and to bake from Yontif to a weekday, and therefore, they'll make sure to only cook on Yontif for Yontif, or maybe just for Shabbos. Now, what does this Erev Tavshilin have to be? Beishamayim says Shnei Tavshilin has to be two cooked foods that are made on Erev Yontif. Or Beisilam Tavshil Echad, and Beishil says it's sufficient with just one cooked food. Beishavin, both Beishamayim and Beisil would agree. Bedagu Beitza, that if a person happens to have fish, it has an egg coating on top of it. If they fried an egg, let's say, that's considered like two cooked foods. And even according to Beishamai, it's permitted. If let's say a person mistakenly ate his Erev Tavshilin, Oishavadar got lost before he started cooking for Shabbos, then he's in trouble. He's not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. There's no Erev Tavshilin anymore. The Gemara does say, however, that if he already started cooking and then it got lost or eaten, he could at least cook that which he started. And if he has even just a little bit left over, just a drop, he could rely upon that and cook on Yontif for Shabbos. The Gemara says that Erev Tavshilin has to be at least a kezayis, an hour's worth, and it makes no difference how many people you are cooking for. Nowadays, the accepted custom, accepted halacha is, we try to have one baked item, often a matzah, and one cooked item, often people use a hard-boiled egg. They cook that on Thursday of Erev Yontif. It's also brought down that one should try to eat it on Shabbos so that one actually uses the Erev Tavshilin and it's not just window dressing. Wishing you and yours a wonderful upcoming day and a great rest of your week.